Sorry, I didn't know that Warren Hatch was out of it. Rich, come here. Morning, sweetheart.
Morning.
What are you going to do today, honey?
Working in the workshop.
You know, I was thinking, maybe you'd feel better if you got a job or something.
Well, Addie, we've been over this. Nobody's looking for a puppeteer in today's wintry economic climate.
I know, honey. But I thought, you know, maybe something else until this puppet thing turns around.
Craig Mantini doesn't need a day job.
Craig, not everybody can be Derek Mantini. I gotta get to the shop. We have a shipment of kitty litter coming in today. Honey, will you do me a favor? Will you just take a look at Elijah today? He's not feeling very good again.
Which one is Elijah again?
The chimp, honey.
Yeah, okay.
Minor side of the news in Westchester County today. Puppeteer Derek Mantini thrilled onlookers as he performed the Belle of Amherst with a 60-foot Emily Dickinson puppet.
How dreary to be somebody. How public, like a frog. To tell you one's name you live long to.
Gimmicky bastard. You don't know how lucky you are being a monkey. Because consciousness is a terrible curse. I think, I feel, I suffer. And all I ask in return is the opportunity to do my work. And they will allow it. Because I raise issues.
One minute, Mommy's waiting.
Even during the celebration of Mass, when our prayers should be pure, lewd visions of these pleasures take such a hold upon my unhappy soul that my thoughts are on their very wantonness instead of my prayers. Sometimes my thoughts are betrayed by the movement of my body.
I took my fill of my wretched pleasures in you, and this was the sum total of my love.
Thank you.
in half, right?
Yeah.
I'll take you through it.
Welcome to Lester Corp. How may we meet your filing needs?
No. My name is Craig Schwartz, and I have an interview with Dr. Lester.
Please have a seat, Mr. Juarez.
Schwartz.
Pardon?
Schwartz.
I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're saying to me right now.
My name is Schwartz.
My name is Wart. Mr. Juarez?
Oh, yes?
Chest.
I said yes.
You suggest what? I'm sorry, I have no time for piddling suggestions from mumbling job applicants. Besides, Dr. Lester will see you now.
Oh, come in, Mr. Juarez.
Taxi, my name is Craig Schwartz, Dr. Lester.
Security!
No, sir, it's just a little mix-up with your secretary. My name is Craig Schwartz. I tried to explain that to her.
She's not my secretary. She's what they call an executive liaison.
Ah.
And I'm not banging her, if that's what you're implying.
No, sir, not at all. I think I must have simply misspoke.
Well, now... Tell me, Dr. Schwartz, what do you feel you can bring to Lester Corp?
Well, sir, I'm an excellent filer.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's see about that. Tell me, which of these two letters comes first, this one or this one?
The symbol on the left is not a letter, sir.
Damn, you're good. I was trying to trick you.
I see.
Well, then, put these in order.
Yes, sir.
Floris, get Guinness on the phone.
yes, sir. Gigas Concapone. Fine.
Damn fine woman, Floris. I don't know how she puts up with this speech impediment of mine.
You don't have a speech impediment, Dr. Lester.
Flattery will get you everywhere, my boy. I'm afraid I have to trust Floris on that one. You see, she's got her doctorate in speech impedimentology from Case Western. I apologize if you can't understand a word I'm saying.
No, I understand perfectly.
Well, it's very kind of you to lie. You see, I've been very lonely in my isolated tower of indecipherable speech. You got the job. Any questions?
Well, just one. Why are these ceilings so low?
Low overhead, my boy. We pass the savings on to you. But seriously, that'll all be covered in orientation.
Spending your workday here, it is important that you learn a bit about the history of this famous floor.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Wendy.
Don, I was wondering, do you know why our workplace has such low ceilings?
It's an interesting story, Wendy. Many years ago, in the late 1800s, James Merton, an Irish ship captain, came to this town and decided to erect an office building. He called this building the Merton Flimmer Building, after himself and someone else who local legend has it was named Flimmer. Well, one day, old Captain Merton received an unexpected visitor.
Captain Merton?
Very well, once you girl child.
I'm not a child, but rather an adult lady of miniature proportions.
I see. Well, it was charity you're after. Begone with you, you foul demon.
I'm not asking for alms, Captain, but rather the ear of a kind man with a noble heart.
Well, speak then if you must.
Captain Merton, I'm afraid that the world was not built with me in mind. Doorknobs are too high, chairs are unwieldy, and high-ceilinged rooms mock my stature. Why cannot there be a place for me to work, and safe and comfortable?
Thy story has moved me like the other. Therefore, I shall make ye me wife. And I shall build a floor for ye between the seventh and the eighth in my own building. So at least there'll be one place on God's green earth where ye and your accursed kind can live in peace.
So that's the story of Seven and a Half. Since the rents are considerably lower, this floor has been adopted by businesses which, for one reason or another, have been forced to cut corners. After all, the overhead is low.
Moving story, huh?
Unfortunately, the story is bullshit.
Listen, I'm Craig Schwartz. I'm just starting out at Lester Corp. Where are you just starting out?
Yeah, that's adorable.
You want to do some dishes for me?
Put that down.
Here, Elijah. Here you go. You know, I have an appointment tomorrow morning with Elijah's shrink.
Huh?
Yeah. I think we're finally getting down to the bottom of this acid stomach, aren't we? Come here.
Here, just get down.
I think that it's some sort of childhood trauma.
Get down.
Feelings of inadequacy as a chimp, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Careful. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I find it really interesting. So, honey, have you thought any more about us having a baby?
You know, I think it's just so tough right now, economically and all.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe we should just wait and see if this job thing pays off. You know?
I was thinking about what you were saying the other day about the orientation film being bullshit.
Yeah.
I think maybe you're onto something.
And 50 other lines to get into a girl's pants.
No. I was just talking about the... You know, about the film.
Here's the thing. If you ever got me, you wouldn't have a clue what to do with me.
I was talking about the film.
Oh, what magic. Those fingers could work on the right cabinet. Maybe you could alphabetize me. And don't forget... I comes before you.
Flores, I think you're very nice. But the truth is that I'm in love with someone else.
I'm afraid I have no idea what you're saying to me. You bastard.
What? Don't toy with Flores, Schwartz. Oh, no. If I was 80 years younger, I'd box your ears.
I wasn't toying with her, sir. I wouldn't... Pardon me, how old are you, sir?
105. Carrot juice. Lots of it. I swear sometimes it's not worth it. I piss orange. No, and I have to piss sitting down like a goddamn girly girl every 15 minutes. But nobody wants to die. Ah, to be a young man again, in Schwartz. Maybe then Floris would care for me.
But the elderly have so much to offer, sir. They're our link with history.
I don't want to be your goddamn link, damn you. I want to feel Floris's naked thighs next to mine. I want my body to inspire lust in that beautiful, complex woman. I want her to shiver with a spasm of ecstasy, Schwartz, as I penetrate her.
Dr. Lester, while I'm flattered you would share your feelings with me, perhaps the workplace is not the most suitable environment for this type of discussion.
All right. I tell you what. Meet me after work today at Jerry's Juiceteria on Lex, and I'll spill my goddamn guts for you.
No, I won't be late, love. I just have to, listen to Lester's sexual fantasies and drink carrot juice for a while. You know, it's a job thing, really. Yeah, so, I'll talk to you later, okay? Yeah, you too. Gotta go back to work. Okay, bye. Hi. Do you know that I don't even know your name or where you work?
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? If I can guess your name in 3 tries, you have to come have a drink with me tonight.
Why not?
Okay. You look like a bar. Carol Tavisher Suzanne Maxine?
Yeah. Who told you?
Nobody told me. That just came out. Don't you think that, isn't that odd? So where do you live and stuff?
I am dubious, but I don't Welsh. Okay, meet me at the Stuck Pig, 7 o'clock. If you're late, I walk.
Nuba, blonde, wet with desire, me in leather, a harness, if you like. All eyes, Craig, are upon me as I speak. Ladies, I begin. I am the love god Eros. You like that? I intoxicate you. My spunk is to you mana from heaven.
Dr. Lester, this is all really fascinating and stuff, but I gotta get back home to my wife.
Oh, you have a wife. I'd like to meet her, Craig.
Yes, sir.
Shall we say dinner Thursday? You can come too if you like. Hey, get that? That was a joke. You hear what I said? You can come too.
That was a good one.
All right, thank you.
Maxine. Made it, Maxine.
Just
buy a drink, Maxine.
Are you married?
Yeah, but enough about me.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I'll more of the same, please, Barry.
And I'll have light beer. Hi. I like you. I don't know what it is about you. I just...
My kid?
No.
No?
No, it's your energy, your attitude, you know, the way you carry yourself.
You're not a fag, are you?
No, I am really attracted.
I am really attracted to you, Christ. You are a fag. Okay, well, we can share recipes if you like, Darlene.
No, wait. I love your tits. I love
you. Good.
I want to fuck you.
Great. Now we're getting somewhere. Not a chance. So tell me about yourself. Huh? I mean, if you can get your mind out of the gutter long enough, the dog boy.
Well, I'm a puppeteer.
Check.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I'm so late. Lester just wouldn't let me get away. Hi, Elijah.
We're supposed to have dinner with him on Thursday, but I can get us out of it if you want. It's amazing. He's like this insane old lech, and it's kind of amusing once you get past how disgusting it actually is.
Did you eat?
No, I'm not hungry. I'm sorry I didn't call you. It was just hard to get away, you know?
Yeah, I was worried.
I'm sorry. You know, you wanted me to work. How's your evening?
Well, Tom's puncture wound is infected.
Ferret?
The iguana.
Right.
So I just dressed the wound, and I've just been feeding everyone and putting everybody to bed.
You want a beer?
No, I think I'm going to go to bed. Elijah's going to sleep with us tonight. I don't think he's feeling very well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go to my workshop for a little while, you know, but I'll be in a little while.
Okay.
Why do you love puppeteering?
Well, Maxine, I'm not sure exactly. Perhaps the idea of becoming someone else for a little while, being inside another skin, thinking differently, moving differently, feeling differently. Interesting, Greg. Would you like to be inside my skin? Think what I think, feel what I feel?
Somebody I could get interested in, Craig. You play with dolls.
Puppets, Maxine. You see, it's the idea of being inside someone else's skin and seeing what they see and feeling what they feel.
Yikes.
Just that, well, please let me explain.
Yeah.
You know, just that I've never done this before, but, you know, I feel something through Maxine. I never felt this way before. You know, about anybody, not even my wife. I just really feel that you and I belong together, Maxine.
Oh.
file number? Yep.
Oh, you know what? The puppeteer told me he loved me today. I know I can't think of anything more pathetic. I'm sorry.
Good afternoon, sir.
The Broadhurst Theater, please.
Hey, say, ain't you that actor guy?
Yes.
Yeah, John, don't tell me, Mapplethorpe?
Malkovich.
Malkovich, right, okay, yeah, I thought you were all right in that one movie.
Thank you.
And one where you played a jewel thief?
I never played a jewel thief.
No? Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Just, no. No, I'm pretty sure it was you. The, cause,
doll. Yeah, I'm just about to close up. Want to meet at the pig? 20 minutes? Cool. Bye. Hey, I'm splitting for the day, puppet man. Lock up for me, okay?
Don't you want to know what happened to me?
No.
Please, this is important.
Better be.
It is. There's a tiny door in my office, Maxine. It's a portal, and it takes you inside John Malkovich. You see the world through John Malkovich's eyes, and then after about 15 minutes, you're spit out into a ditch on the side of the New Jersey Turnpike.
Sounds great. Who the fuck is John Malkovich?
Oh, he's an actor. He's one of the great American actors of the 20th century.
Oh, yeah? What's he been in?
Lots of things. That Jewel Thief movie, for example, he's very well respected. Anyway, the point is, this is very odd thing. It's supernatural, for lack of a better word. I mean, it raises all sorts of philosophical type questions, you know, about the nature of self, about the existence of a soul, you know, am I me? Is Malkovich Malkovich? I had a piece of wood in my hand, Maxine. I don't have it anymore. Where is it? Did it disappear? How could that be? Is it still in Malkovich's head? I don't know. Do you see what a metaphysical can of worms this portal is? I don't see how I could go on living my life the way I've lived it before.
Thinking, is this Malkovich fellow appealing?
Maxine. Yes, of course, Maxine. He's a celebrity.
Good. We'll sell tickets.
Tickets to Malkovich?
Exactly. $200 a pop.
And Maxine, there's something, you know, I don't know, like profound here. I don't know. Maybe we should exploit it. You think?
I need you for this, Craigie. You're my man on the inside.
You need me? I'm your man?
Sure, whatever.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Cheese for everyone. I'll
catch
you.
Yeah.
Come here, baby.
We don't know the significance of this thing. It might be dangerous to toy with.
Hey, Liza.
Well, I'll protect you, dollface.
We need help. We should get out of there.
Bye-bye.
Who's that?
So, you know, I'm going to be working a lot of late nights because, you know, with this partner, because Lester Corp's open during the day, so I'll be working a lot of late nights, you know. But it's a good thing, not a bad thing, because it's going to get us out of the hole financially because we're going to turn into a business.
Yeah, but Craig, I don't understand. There's no such thing as a hole or a portal into somebody's brain.
Yes, there is. You know, brain or soul or whatever. I was inside John Malkovich looking out.
Really?
Yep.
I want to try it then.
Pardon?
I want to be John Malkovich tomorrow. That'd be perfect, because then I can meet your partner. I'd love
to
meet...
You know what the thing is, as I said before, Lester Corp's open during the day, so we can't go during the day. But I'll tell you what, if you want to, we can do it right now.
Now?
Tonight.
Right now?
Yeah, right now, on the way to Lester's. Meet you on the side of the road by the New Jersey Turnpike.
I'm scared.
You don't have to do this, you know.
No. No, I want to go.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't I? I was John Malkovich.
Malkovich. Get back, Craig.
We're late for Lester.
So tell me, Lottie, can you understand the word I'm saying?
Oh, yes, Dr. Lester, absolutely. You were just explaining the nutritional value of ingesting minerals through a colloidal form, which I personally couldn't agree more with.
Oh, this stirred my heart.
Dr. Lester, would you mind just pointing me in the direction of the restroom?
With the greatest of pleasure, my dear. You'll go up the grand escalier. And once atop the stairhead, you'll want to enter the fifth door on my left. Watch the step down. It's sunken.
Okay. Thank you. Lester's relationship with John Malkovich is.
That portal's been boarded up forever. I bet Lester's not even aware of it. Him. The portal, why?
No reason. I was just thinking, you know, do you think that it's kind of weird that John Malkovich has a portal? I mean, do you think that it might have some sort of significance, for example?
I don't know. Why do you think that?
Yeah, I don't even care. I think it's kind of sexy that John Malkovich has a portal, you know? It's sort of like, it's like he has a vagina. It's sort of vaginal, you know? Like he has a penis and a vagina. It's sort of like Malkovich's feminine side. I like that.
Visit JM Inc., Merton Flemmer Building, nightly, from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Sounds good. Oblique but intriguing. Phone it in. You want me to phone in then?
No.
Lottie!
Hi. I heard your voice.
What are you doing here?
Is this your partner? She's pretty. I had to do the Malkovich ride again, you know? Is this her?
Hi, you're Craig's wife?
Yeah, hi.
Lottie, Maxine, Lottie.
So have you done Malkovich yet?
Hi, yeah, I want to place an ad. Okay, ever want to be someone else? No, that's the ad, but we can talk about you in a minute. Ever want to be someone else? Now you can. Visit JM Inc. Inc. Merton, M-E-R-T-I-N, Flemmer.
You should really be at work.
Nightly.
I've been going over and over my experience last night, Craig. It was amazing. I've decided that I'm a transsexual. I know, it's the craziest thing, Craig.
Are you fucking nuts?
No, it's just that for the first time, everything just felt right. I've got to make sure. But if the feeling is still there, I'm going to talk to Dr. Feldman about sexual reassignment surgery.
This is absurd. Besides, Feldman is an allergist, and if you're going to do something, do it right. We talked about this a million times, all right? You get these half-assed ideas, and then you do a half-assed job. Just drop it.
It's just that I really, you know, I like Dr. Feldman, all right? So I thought that I would ask him his opinion. What? Is there something so terrible about that? Why do you always yell at me in my face?
I'm sorry, Kate. It's just a phase. It's the thrill of seeing through somebody else's eyes. Okay? It'll pass.
Don't stand in the way of my actualization as a man.
Let her go, Craig.
Okay.
I mean him.
Right now?
Uh-huh.
It's the middle of the day. How am I going to get her past Lester?
Yawn, figure it out.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
Bye.
Bye. Davey.
Max.
Listen, can you get me John Malkovich's home phone?
But what I have been through. I am hungry as the winter. I am sick, anxious, poor as a beggar. Fate has tossed me hither and thither. I have been everywhere. Everywhere.
So strong.
But wherever I have been, every minute.
I don't want that voice.
Night, my soul has been full of mysterious
anticipations.
I feel the approach of happiness.
Anticipation.
Anya, I see it coming. Yeah?
Mr. John Malkovich?
Yeah, who's calling?
Oh, my goodness. You don't know me, but I know you. I'm a great admirer of yours.
How did you get this number?
Well, it's just that I dream about you. And, well, even speaking to you now has gotten me sort of excited, you know?
What? Wait, this woman's talking, Tim.
Listen, I really don't find this amusing. Don't call here anymore, okay?
Wow. My nipples are at attention, General Malkovich, sir.
What are nipples?
So listen, why don't we have dinner tonight? Bernardo's? 8 o'clock? I really want to see you. I just loved you in that Jewel Thief movie.
You're not going to meet her there? Come on. Meet her there.
The winter. I am sick, anxious, poor as a beggar.
Meet her there.
Everywhere. But wherever I have been, every minute, day and night.
Meet her there,
my
meet
soul
her
has
meet
been
her
full
there.
Of mysterious anticipation.
How was it?
I had to go back at 8 o'clock exactly tonight.
Why?
Don't cross me, Craig.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Are you John Malkovich?
Yes, I am.
Wow. You're really great in that movie.
Oh.
You play that retard.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
I have a cousin who's a retard.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so, as you might imagine, it means a lot to me to see retards portrayed on the silver screen so compassionately.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Nice.
Maxine?
Hi. I'm so glad you decided to come. I'm Maxine.
I'm John. How do you do?
Good.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I was going to come, but I felt so oddly compelled.
You're so beautiful. I mean, the way you're looking at me. I mean, at him, at us. I've never been looked at like this by a woman before. I think I'm sweating.
I must say I was rather intrigued by your voice.
And the funny thing is, Mr. Malkovich, my voice is probably the least intriguing thing about me.
So how was it? What was he doing?
He wasn't doing anything, really. He was just sort of hanging around his apartment. You know, I think he's probably just a really lonely guy.
You see, men can feel unfulfilled too, Lottie. I'm glad you're finally coming to realize that. You know, you shouldn't be so quick to assume that switching bodies is going to be the answer to your problems. Okay?
You're right, Craig. You're right. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking that maybe we could we should invite Maxine over for dinner one night, you know, because you guys are partners and all, and I thought that might be a really nice gesture. I think she'd really like that, you know.
Maxine?
Yeah.
The thing is that there's been some tension between us at work, you know, like business stuff, and I would hate to expose you to that.
It'll be okay with that. I'll cook my lasagna, we'll smoke a joint, and you... tensions will just melt away.
Now, when you say that I can be somebody else, what do you mean exactly?
Well, we mean exactly that. We can put you inside someone else's body for 15 minutes.
Can I be anybody that I want to be?
Well, you... Actually...
You can be John Malkovich.
That's perfect! It's my second choice, but it's wonderful. It's... I'm a fat man. I am sad, and I'm
$200.
Yes.
Okay, got to crawl in there.
Oh my God.
No, that's what I'm saying. See, I don't really need an extra bath mat. So if I get the set, would it be possible if I could just get maybe 3 extra hand towels? If I get the set instead of the bath mat?
Yes, sir. Sure, we can do that.
Great. That sounds good. And for the color periwinkle?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of stock in periwinkle. Do you want to back order?
No, I'll... go with the Loden.
Would you like to order anything else?
Well, just what is the difference between the foot pampering looped cotton rug and a bath mat?
Did you know that Eskimos have not one, but 49 words for snow?
Oh.
It's because they have so much of it. So much snow.
After dinner, I'll show you my puppets.
After dinner, I'll introduce you to my chimp, Elijah. He has an ulcer right now due to suppressed childhood trauma. But we're working through it. Psychotherapy.
Bedroom?
Yeah.
The thing is, the way that I see it, and, you know, is I think the world is divided into those who go after what they want and then those who don't. Right? I mean, right. The passionate ones, the ones who go after what they want, well, they may not get what they want. but at least they remain vital, you know?
Yeah.
So, when they lie on their deathbeds, they have fewer regrets, right? And the ones who don't go after what they want? Well, who gives a shit about them anyway?
Lottie!
Craig! I don't find you attractive. And Lottie... I'm smitten with you. I am, but only when you're a Malkovich. When I looked into his eyes last night, I could feel you peering out.
Really?
Behind the stubble and the too prominent brow and the male pattern baldness, I sensed your feminine longing. And it just slew me.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Only as John, sweetie. Sorry.
Hey, thanks for a wonderful dinner.
No hard feelings, partner? Jam Inc.
Hi, it's Lottie. I'd like very much to see you again. Can you call him and invite yourself over?
When?
Tonight, after you close.
Okay, 4:11. 4:11?
Thank you, Maxine.
You're welcome. So much for having me over, Sugar Plum.
Glad you called. Shall we to the boudoir?
Couple minutes. I'm early. So do you enjoy being an actor?
Sure. Yeah, it's very rewarding.
Do you mind?
No, not really.
Oh, my sweet, beautiful Lottie.
Oh, Maxine.
Yes, Maxine. Yes.
Maxine, this is so right.
Oh, God.
You were him, weren't you?
Yeah.
And he was with her.
We love her, Craig.
We?
John and me.
Don't forget about me.
Will you have the Maxine action figure to play with? I'm sorry. That was nasty.
Thank you.
You are late, my little cowboy.
Are you torturing me on purpose?
I've fallen in love.
I don't think so. You know why? Because I've fallen in love! And this is what people who have fallen in love look like.
Well, you pick the unrequited variety. It's very bad for the skin.
You're evil, Maxine.
Do you have any idea what it's like to have two people look at you with total lust and devotion through the same pair of eyes?
No, I don't suppose you would. It's quite a thrill, Craigie.
Very well. So don't make any sudden move. I'm serious. I'm serious.
Back on deck.
Shut up, okay? Just shut up.
Someone else can be.
I need to see you.
Sweetie. Oh, I had so much fun with you last night. Shoot, but it's business hours.
What the hell? Close your eyes dangerously.
What the hell? You know? Live dangerously. Close early.
Ooh, doll. Love this new devil-may-care side of you. Alrighty. I'll track down Loverboy and I'll see both of you in 1 hour. Exact on my dough.
Can I take 50?
I didn't say that.
Oh, Lenny.
Oh, Maxine. Oh,
something was making me talk. Some goddamn thing was making me move. I gotta get out of here.
Oh, dollface. It was just your passion for me taking hold.
No, Dollface, I know what my passion taking hold feels like.
Bye.
I did it! I made him move his arm across your girlfriend's glorious tit. Oh, and I made him talk, sort of.
It's just a matter of practice. Before Malkovich is nothing more than another puppet hanging next to my work table. I'll tell you about it when I get home, okay? All right?
No, man, I'm sorry, too. I'm sorry to have called you like that, but I was just really, really scared. And I was so freaked out. I mean, it was like somebody was just moving all the way through me, moving my arms, moving my hands, talking for me. I mean, I feel like I'm going crazy, Charlie.
I'm sure you're not going crazy.
You don't understand, man. It's like nothing I've ever felt.
Yeah, yada, yada, yada. Were you stoned?
Yes. Yes, sir. Jesus. Yes. Yes, I was stoned. But that doesn't have anything to do with it. Charlie, someone was talking through my mouth.
You were stoned. Case closed. End of story. How hot has this been?
You know what? Maybe it was this Lottie woman talking, because it could have been her talking through me. Because the weird thing is, this Maxine likes to call me Lottie.
Ouch. That is hot. Maybe she's using you to channel some dead lesbian lover. Sounds like my kind of gal. Let me know when you're done with her, yeah?
What are you talking about? Done with her, man. Tonight really freaked me out.
You're nuts to let a girl go that calls you Lottie. I tell you that as a friend.
Charlie, I don't know anything about the girl, man. She could be like a fucking witch or something.
That's even better. Hot lesbian witches. Think about it. It's fucking genius.
I gotta know the truth, Charlie.
Truth is for suckers, Johnny boy.
Excuse me, sir, exactly what type of service does this company provide?
You get to be John Malkovich for 15 minutes. 200 clams.
I see.
No cutting, by the way.
Hey, what's that?
No cutting!
Hey, don't cut!
Break it up! Cut it out! Everybody get the...
It's him,
I'm so sorry, Mr. Malkovich.
I hope he didn't hurt you too terribly.
Get inside!
What the fuck is going on?
Huh? John Malkovich, John, Mr. Malkovich, sir, Mr. Malkovich, I think I can explain.
Yeah, explain.
My name is Craig Schwartz. And we operate a little business here that simulates for our clientele, well, the experience of being you, actually.
Simulate?
Yeah, after a fashion.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, that's hard to describe.
I want to do it, then.
I'm sure that would pale in comparison to the actual experience.
I want to do it!
But right now, Mr. Hiroshi's in the tube, and he's got to...
Let him do it, Craig.
Of course. Right this way, Mr. Malkovich. Compliments of the house.
Through his own portal.
We'll see.
Malkovich.
Amazing this time.
That was no simulation.
I know, Malkovich.
It's such an honor.
I have been to the dark side. I have seen a world that no man should see.
Really, for most people, it was a rather pleasant experience. I mean,
that portal is mine, and it must be sealed forever for the love of God.
Well, Mr. Malkovich, sir, with all due respect, I discovered that portal. I mean, it's my livelihood, do you understand?
It's my head, Schwartz! It's my head! I will see you in court!
What makes you think I won't be seeing what you're seeing in court?
I'm Malkovich, think fast!
Fuck!
Dinner.
No, Craig. What's this with the relationship built on love?
You gave up that claim after the first time you stuck your dick in Maxine, Lottie.
You fell in love with her first, Craig.
Yeah, but I didn't do anything about it out of respect for our marriage.
You didn't do anything about it, Craig. Out of respect for the fact that she wouldn't let you near her with a 10-foot pole.
That's true. God, Lottie, what have I become? My wife in a cage with a monkey.
Craig, I need to go to the bathroom and take a shower.
What am I? Some kind of monster? I don't want to be a monster, Lott. I don't want to.
Craig, you're not a monster. No. I know you're not a monster, honey. You're just a very, very confused man.
I love you so much.
I love you.
Thank you.
Jamming?
Maxine.
Lottie. I've been thinking about us, you know, and,
We have to meet.
Okay, I'll see you in Malkovich in 1 hour. I was just heading out the door to meet you.
No, listen, Maxine.
It hasn't been me and Malkovich the last time. It's been that son of a bitch, Craig. He's been having me trapped in the cage with my ship hunting his gun in my head.
God.
He made me call you. I'm sorry, Maxine. It's been him the whole time.
I'm so sorry. That's horrible.
I missed you so much, Maxine.
So, but... Okay, that was Craig inside of Malkovich?
Yes. It was him.
It's because he's a puppeteer, I think.
Well, boy, I'm surprised. That's pretty impressive.
What?
So if Kirk can control Malkovich, and I can control
Kirk. Maxine! I thought it was me that you loved!
I do. It's confusing, you know? This is a very confusing situation.
I know.
Listen, I should really get going, okay? Because I'm going to be late for Malkovich now.
We'll talk about this later, Lottie.
Maxine, wait.
Okay.
Maxine.
What the fuck do you want?
I can explain about the portal, darling.
Listen, don't call me, Maxine. I don't know who the hell you people are, but this insanity is now over.
Oh, shut up. Craigie. Craig. Schwartzy, are you in there?
How did you know it was me?
Lottie called me. She escaped your evil clutches.
Really? Well, so I'm really sorry I did that, Maxine, but I'm really in love with you, and I just didn't know how else to be with you.
So apparently you can control this Malkovich fellow now, huh?
Yes, I'm getting better all the time.
Up there you are. Hey, let's do it on a dining room table. Then we'll make him eat an omelet off of it.
No! Shut up, you overrated sack of shit.
Craigie.
Yes?
Hi, Dr. Lester. It's Lottie Schwartz. Craig's wife?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, you've got your death out here. Look at you. You're soaking wet. Please come in. Come in.
Here you are, my dear.
Thank you.
Well, how's that?
Much better, thank you.
So, my dear, what is it that brings you to my doorway on such an inhospitable evening?
Well, Dr. Lester, you see, I have a very unhealthy obsession with John Malkovich.
I see. You mean the performer?
Yes.
And what prompted you to come to me with this issue?
Well, when I was here with my husband for dinner, I came upon a room that seemed to be some sort of John Malkovich museum. So I thought perhaps maybe he would have some appreciation for my state of mind.
You look so lovely, my dear, standing here before the fire in my oversized man's robe.
Thank you, Dr. Lester. Tell me, what is this strange power that Malkovich exudes? You've got to help me understand, because all I think about is wanting to be him.
Wanting to what?
Wanting to be him. Wanting to be John Malkovich.
I see. Well, perhaps you can.
But Dr. Lester...
I am not Dr. Lester. I am Captain Merton.
I don't understand.
It was 90 years ago that I discovered a strange portal. And I found that this portal led to a vessel body. And that I could live forever by leaping from vessel to vessel.
So Dr. Lester is such a vessel?
Yes, he is.
You still there, sweet?
Mm-hmm. I figured out how to hang on as long as I want. It's all a matter of making friends with the Malkovich body, rather than thinking of it as an enemy that has to be pounded into submission. I began imagining it as a really expensive suit that I enjoy wearing.
This illustrates how I will move into my next vessel, Malkovich, on his 44th birthday. That's when he becomes ripe. But I must enter by midnight on that day. After that, I'd get diverted into the next newly forming infant vessel. I don't want that to happen. I'd be absorbed.
Absorbed? What does that mean?
Well, trapped, held prisoner, if you like, in the host's brain. Unable to control anything. Forever doomed to watch the world through someone else's eyes. Now I'd like you to meet some friends. See, I got lonely in Leicester by myself, so I figured out a way this time to take others along with me. Come. Everyone, this is Lottie.
Hi, Lottie.
Hi.
She's a new friend of mine.
Do a puppet show for me, Craig, honey.
You mean with Malkovich?
I'd love to see your work.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is something I call Craig's Dance of Despair and Disillusion.
Thank you.
You're brilliant.
You see, Maxime, it isn't just playing with dolls.
Oh, my darling, it's so much more. It's playing with people. Stay in him forever.
My darling, how will we make a living if our clientele doesn't have access to our product?
Well, we'll have all the money in Malkovich's bank account. Plus, he does get acting work occasionally.
No, please. Shut up. We're trying to think here.
Gee.
It is sort of like puppeteering. And I like that about it.
Exactly. And no one would ever even have to know it's not him.
And I could use Malkovich's existing notoriety to launch my own puppeteering career.
Oh, Craigie. Craigie, that's brilliant. Oh. Oh.
So lovely. I've always wondered what it would be like to have a penis. Now I'll know.
I know it's very...
Lottie, we like you. We can see you're a kind and decent woman. And so, we've decided to offer you a place in John Malkovich with us, if you like.
Dr. Lester, you've been so kind to me and trusting. And there's just something I think you should know about the Malkovich Festival.
John's here to see you. Should I send him in?
Of course, send him right in. I'll never keep him waiting again, you understand? Hey, John. Great to see you. Hi. Sorry about the cunted reception. This is my fiancée, Maxime. Oh, great to see you, Maxime. Sorry about the cunted reception. Please, have a seat. Can I get you anything? Want coffee? Water?
No, thank you.
Tracy, get me chicken soup.
Okay.
Chicken soup? Chicken soup? Larry?
I want to get right to the point. From now on, I'm no longer an actor. I'm a puppeteer.
Okay, great.
And I would like to redirect my career so that from now on the name John Malkovich will be synonymous with puppets.
Sure, sure, no problemo. Poof, you're a puppeteer. Just let me make a couple calls.
Honey? Me, Maxime? Maxime?
I'm busy.
Maxine, honey, it's on! Yeah, there's the truth in their lies, and art always tells the truth, even when it's lying.
The enigmatic John Malkovich, one of the world's greatest entertainers, and the man who reinvented how we view puppeteering. Tonight, we look at the man above the strings and the woman behind the man. Raised in Evanston, Illinois, Malkovich had a lifelong interest in theater arts, and as a young man was one of the founding members of Chicago's world-renowned Steppenwolf Theater Company. From there, it was a simple hop, skip, and a jump to Broadway accolades and Hollywood stardom. But nothing could prepare the public for what was to come next. And so it was that just 8 short months ago, John Malkovich dropped the bombshell that sent shockwaves through the entertainment community. Turning his back on his former profession, Malkovich had to start from scratch and pay his dues all over again as a fledgling puppeteer.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm John Malkovich. It's the Emmys. Really, John Malkovich.
From these inauspicious beginnings, John Malkovich's rise to stardom was fast and furious. His breakout performance occurred at this year's Emmy Awards, where
it's
he
really good. I look really amazing. I fuck me.
Puppeteering.
If there's anything that upsets me about it, it's feeling like if I move into it too quickly, I'll be, you know, deemed an imitator. But I think that once we all get the courage to just follow through on our instincts like Malkovich has, I think that a lot of us will move into puppetry.
Malkovich's rise to fame brought about a renaissance in the art of puppeteering.
No. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm making him weep, John.
You're making him weep, but you yourself are not weeping. Don't ever f*** with your audience until the puppet becomes an extension of you. It's a novelty act. It's Topo Gigio. No?
He's a technical genius. He breathes life into inanimate objects. It's a very godlike thing, you know, to be able to take something and, you know, make it live.
He was the talk of the town. From the Beltway to Broadway, aided in no small part by his new wife and manager, Maxine Lund. In Maxine, Malkovich had found his mentor, his muse, his inspiration. In Malkovich, Maxine had found the love of her life.
My dear, relax. This travesty will all be over with by morning.
The crowds have been absolutely sensational, and I'd just like to thank God for giving us this opportunity to share our creative vision.
Nothing was impossible for John and Maxine in the early days. Their union was a joyous one, and together they worked tirelessly to further Malkovich's puppeteering career.
John Malkovich, the artist, and Maxine, the entrepreneur, they make this character, this protean figure that we call John Malkovich.
But some say Maxine has changed since becoming pregnant, recoiling from the limelight, and rumor has it, from her husband's affections.
Malkovich shows us a reflection of ourselves, our frailties, and our, you know, desperate humanity. That's what makes him one of the most relevant artists of our time.
And what does the future hold for John Horatio Malkovich? Well, to quote the Bard, he's got the world on a string.
As the poet said, the puppeteer's voice need not merely be the record of man. It can be one of the pillars, the props to help him endure and prevail. And I believe that. It's over! Max, I gotta head down to ABT now. I've got the Swan Lake benefit tonight. Okay, but when I come back, we can maybe celebrate Malkovich's big 4-4. Okay? Jesus, why couldn't I have found the portal to a younger body? What if I fall tonight and break my hip?
That little girl? Holly, I am. I love you.
Maxine? Max. Hello?
We have Maxine.
Oh, my God, please. Please, don't hurt her. Listen, I'll give you anything you want. Please.
No, you listen to me, asshole. I don't want your fucking money. What I want is for you to leave John Malkovich now.
Who is this, Lester?
Does it matter? I'm gonna kill Maxine if you don't leave the body immediately. Okay.
But I can't do that. I mean, if I leave Malkovich, then I'm Craig Schwartz again. No career, no money. Maxine will have nothing to do. She barely has anything to do with me now.
Jesus, we're gonna kill your wife, you fucking lunatic!
God.
Listen, Schwartz. Malkovich is our vessel. We're old. We're gonna die if we don't get into here by midnight.
He called her bluff.
Oh. Shit. Can we just go inside the portal and push Craig out?
No. He's much too powerful. Schwartz would just jam us down into Malkovich's subconscious.
If I can't have you, no one will.
Lottie, no! No, Lottie! God, no, we can't really kill her! She's carrying Malkovich's seed! My next special!
Malkovich!
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 Aren't you John Malkovich?
No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
I can't fucking believe you're in this shithole, man. This is Mal. This is John. I'm gonna be right. No, this is John Malkovich.
I'm not John Malkovich.
This is John Malkovich, ladies and gentlemen.
I am not John Malkovich!
Yes.
Lester, please don't do it. Please don't kill Maxine.
So you'll leave?
Yes, I am leaving.
All right. Do it now while I'm on the phone, so I can hear. And your lovely bride walks.
Okay. Okay. I'm going.
Now, my friends. The time is now.
Alcatraz.
How are you?
I'm very well. And
good,
you?
Good.
You look well.
Thank you.
How's Celeste?
She's good, yeah. She's sorry she couldn't make it today. She had to go to the store. You know.
It's okay.
Charlie, hi. I didn't even hear the door.
Looking great, Flo.
Looking grateful.
Charlie, we are not getting any younger.
Don't rub it in.
Listen, Char, I know it's going to sound crazy, but what would you think if I had told you that I'd found a way for us to live forever? All of us.
Johnny boy, what are you talking about?
All of us. Celeste, Floris, you, me, Gary Sinise, maybe.
I don't really understand.
Charlie? This is Emily. Isn't she lovely?
Hey, Pastor Cheetah, you need more puffs?
I want more.
Okey-doke. Robert Grease.
Chum. Try some yet?
Can you swim yet? So should we do the cramp test?
Check her.
Let me see. Are you going to throw up? Let me see. Are you going to throw up? Are you going to vomit? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, can swim.
Maxine, huh? I love you, Maxine. Oh, look away.